Welcome to episode 3 of We named it because we like making stupid noises. Of course, I am Christopher at JC Baggy. That's Mike.
Well,
at NoDiceMike.com. 3 episodes in, we finally do an intro. 3 episodes in, somebody's finally just listening because they're like, who are these motherfuckers?
Yeah, that one guy keeps putting on Twitter that they do a thing, and what is it?
He keeps
a lot of dead air.
Watching wrestling, and these guys keep saying they do some podcast, but it's not about wrestling.
We talked a bit about wrestling on the last one.
We talked a little bit about wrestling. We talked about Daniel Bryan's underwear.
Yeah.
It's very nice underwear.
And how wrestling fans are shitheads.
Wrestling fans are indeed shitheads. And then we talked about white trash and Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. It's speaking of white trash. Just talked about it.
I don't know what you're talking about, bud.
It's almost like it just happened a minute ago.
Mike and I have been friends for roughly 6 years, and this is the closest to a buffer we've ever done. Even when we did a podcast buffer before, we didn't really do a buffer. We were just like, let's put up 2 in one night.
Like, shouldn't we put this one off and save it? Nah. Feature.
That was a good one. That'll get them coming to the website. 2 weeks later, we're like, oh, I guess we should do another podcast.
Okay, you had topic.
I had the topic for you, Mike. I've been watching old Power Rangers episodes on Netflix.
Chugabawa!
What? I finally, because I've been, well, that was really high-pitched. It started because, I mean, as you know, I started watching Megaforce when it debuted.
Yes.
Because I was like, 20th anniversary, they're going to reference all the old shit. A bunch of the old guys are going to show up. It's going to be fucking awesome.
I think I've only seen, like, the first 3 episodes of Megaforce.
And, you know, I make fun of it a lot on Twitter, like the Pink Ranger being selected because of her awesome BMX skills.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah.
That comes in handy when fighting aliens.
Don't even give her a BMX Zord. You're a fucking awesome BMXer. Here's a Griffin. Or whatever it is.
I'm sure that because the Japanese are much more sophisticated than we are, they didn't think that anyone would be a superhero based on how well they ride a bicycle.
Bicycles are big in Japan, man.
Exactly. So being able to ride one isn't a skill over there.
You ride your bicycle really well. You're all the Pink Ranger. Every one of you.
You ride a bike. Me too. You're not special. Back in the line.
We have a lot of giant Zordon heads for everybody. Here are your playing cards.
That is one thing that I really didn't like, really don't like, is their giant fucking morphers.
I do like that they're trying to shake up the morphers, because for so long it was the wrist morphers, and those were all right. And then for so long it was the cell phones, and those were kind of lame. Here's a cell phone. You're a Power Ranger now. Ah, that sucks.
See, I liked the cell phone, because they're meant to be hidden.
I get
that. What's
meant
that?
To be
it's
hidden.
My cell phone. Okay, everyone has a cell phone.
Everybody has a 3-inch thick, bright blue cell phone that beeps and screams at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was better.
But now have you?
It was better than the sunglasses that talked.
Oh, I haven't watched that one yet.
I like that one.
I just watched the first episode of RPM the other day.
I like RPM.
For the first 3 episodes. I don't know. I can't take the guy that looks like Caribbean Matt seriously as a leader. Because I saw that fucking hair, and I was like, that's just going to get tangled up in the helmet, man.
No, RPM was a good season.
Yeah, I can see it's going places. I tell you where my problem begins and ends with RPM. I cannot
besides
take that.
Cambodian Matt.
Besides Cambodian Matt. Cambodian Matt.
You
said Caribbean.
Caribbean. Whatever.
Cambodian Matt?
They're all the same.
China, Jamaica, whatever. It's all the same.
Yeah.
Whatever. My problem with RPM begins and ends, and I know this is because they cut a Japanese thing out of the American version. The giant fucking chibi eyes on the Zords annoy the fuck out of me.
Oh, they talk about that.
I know in the Japanese one they've got, like, fucking souls and they talk or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, but no, there's a... I don't know if you've gotten to it, but
I've only watched, like, the first 3 episodes of
the
it.
The skinny kid that becomes the Green Ranger,
he
brings that up to their mentor character. He's like, why the hell do they have, like, big chibi eyes on it?
And?
I forget why.
There's a fucking reason. It matters. I don't remember it.
That's kind of what they do with it, though. It's like they pick out all the wacky shit that just goes on in Power Rangers, and this guy's, like, grilling her on it. Like, why does this happen? Why is there a big explosion behind us after we do this? And, yeah, she comes up with all these answers for it.
Ooh, I'll have to keep watching it.
There's, like, something with the morphing, and when they, the big explosion that happens behind them is an energy runoff or something like that.
Right.
I forget why they have big anime eyes, though. That, but, yes, I agree with you that that really takes away from the sort of dystopian future.
Because it's like, here's our big fucking badass Megazord with its three sets of chibi eyes stacked up.
It's like this evil computer virus laid waste to the planet, but here's these giant cartoon robots.
Ah, they're so adorable. But no, I've started because they've got like all the series up on Netflix now. And I went through and watched Samurai, and Samurai was actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
I actually enjoyed that.
It's
they do have this horrible habit now that Saban is taking it over of hiring the most wooden, soulless actors I've ever seen.
It's like, if they had stuck with Samurai and gotten just a tiny bit more talented actors...
Yeah, it would have been really well done.
Yeah, it's like, I liked everything about the show except for the characters.
It's really sad when the best actor and character on your show is the guy that was the Red Ranger in Wild Force.
Yeah.
That was... And even he, it was kind of like, dude, tone it down.
It's like these guys are all...
My son, Muramasa. No, we get it. We get it.
Like, the good guys are all stiff and wooden, and then here he comes, and it's like, no, too dark, too dark. Just...
Too much.
Yeah.
Overcompensating.
You guys, up it a bit, you bring it down.
I mean, and I just remember watching and thinking, they're so wooden, and they're so... God, it's just terrible. Could it get worse? And then Megaforce comes around, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Fucking something just... Oh, they had one where the, you know, the fucking monster of the week does something to sound and whatnot. The only thing that could save it is good music, and of course the Pink Ranger likes to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really badly dubbed over.
Well, of course.
Like, she's basically just walking into shot, holding her mouth open, and then dubbing somebody singing into it. And I'm just sitting here like, no. Oh, that's not good.
Like, okay, go out there and pretend to sing. Move your mouth a little bit. We gotta do something here.
You're doing great. We'll do that in post.
Give us something to work with.
But the whole time, the Red Ranger is just standing there, and he's just like, nodding and trying to look enthused, but he looks more like he's just really confused. Like, maybe she was making that noise, and he's like, oh my god, I fucked that last night.
Oh, no, there's the thing going around on Tumblr about how this Red Ranger is the first gay Red Ranger.
Like, 9 episodes in, I could see it.
It's like he's always hanging out with the chicks, never the guys.
Yep.
He's the new guy that had to overcome great diversity.
It's a shame they would never fucking do that.
Like, even if he is the first gay Red Ranger, they ain't going to come right out with it.
They ain't never going to be like, no, Troy loves dick.
Yeah.
The only thing he loves more than piloting his red dragon sword is dick. Loves him all over his face.
Loves him as a big red dick.
You're really good with that sword. Did you train any? No, I just give a lot of hand jobs.
Love dick.
Should you hold that sword awfully close to your face?
What are you doing?
Well,
what?
Is this how you do it?
This is how you do sword fight, right?
Noah, show me. Oh. Awkward.
How do you use your sword?
I'm reading that supposedly they're taking, and I'm going to have to pull up the fucking thing, because I can't remember the names.
Gokiger?
Gokiger! That's the next one, right? The pirates?
Yes, and...
Yeah, there's supposedly the Gokiger footage is going to, and the Gosiger footage is going to make up Megaforce, and I'm trying to figure out how they're going to explain the Megaforce Rangers suddenly becoming pirates.
Well, because with Samurai, they did the Super Samurai.
I know, but they were both from the same series. They're taking, like, two different series
right,
and they're going to make... Yeah, and I'm just like, how are they going to be like... Suddenly the Megaforce Rangers got pirate uniforms.
But apparently the, like, super-powered Super Megaforce...
It sounds like such a Power Rangers name, but it's still the lamest name you can come up with.
It really is, but that is like they're going to change the suits, or they're going to have like a power-up mode where they turn into the pirate suits. Which is really kind of ham-fisted.
That's one way of describing it.
I mean, it's like, I don't see why they just didn't jump to the... Because Gokiger was a anniversary season for Sentai.
Yeah.
So it's like, why didn't you just go to that, but...
Why didn't you do... Then you can do Gosiger later? Maybe after.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Just switch them around, because the fucking 5-year-olds that you're marketing this shit to aren't going to know or care.
Yeah. Saban just cares that you hit every season. They probably won't care if you mix them up a little bit.
But the Super Mega Force.
I hope they don't really call it that. How do you even take that logo seriously when you're in a store and you just see Super Mega Force? That sounds like the knockoff you buy at Dollar General.
Really does.
Oh man, let's get those Super Mega Force figures.
Super Mega Force Rangers. That sounds like the what was the USA knockoff?
Tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly. Oh, I wish we had a recording of us watching that. That was classic.
Don't let anybody see you walking into the giant glowing hole.
Nobody noticed. God, what a bad show that was.
But yeah, it sounds like a Power Rangers knockoff. Super Force doesn't sound like an actual thing. But goddammit, it's gonna be.
It sounds like there's some factory in China or Cambodia or Caribbean, wherever. And they're like, we got these molds. Let's make figures. We'll call them Super Mega Forces.
It's like, yeah, they found them somewhere in, I forgot the name of the company that makes their toys.
Bandai?
Yeah, they were rummaging through Bandai's dumpster and...
The Bandai yard sale?
Yeah. They're just giving away molds of old Power Ranger figures. I'm like, shit, let's grab them up.
Here we go. Click, click. Now, we were talking about the Morphers earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you like the cell phone style.
I do, because it makes more sense. That if you're going to be a hidden group, like, sure, the ones that they used on the show were big and clunky and stupid looking, but still, the idea that it's a cell phone, it's something that everybody has, it's an everyday item, that would lend to the idea that they're supposed to keep their identity secret.
So now we've had the...
Better than even the belt buckles in the first season.
You can keep a belt buckle hidden pretty easy. Back then, they couldn't have kept a cell phone hidden. It was fucking 93.
Yeah, but I mean, even then, like, they should have tied it into the wrist communicators or something. People had watches.
Yeah.
Don't have these giant fucking things that Tommy keeps losing in his bag.
Sorry, guys, I didn't hear you. I was off in the secluded wooden area practicing with my katana, because I'm the Green Ranger, and there's not a lot of footage of me.
I left my knapsack with my morpher in it fucking miles away from where I was practicing. And the team stole my communicator.
Sorry, Zordon, I know I agreed to be a member of this team, but I just need a little privacy sometimes. What? Everybody's almost dead? On my way. Oops! My favorite was always the first episode of Zio, where they just didn't want to bother Tommy because he was at the racetrack. Everybody go fight without him.
Oh, yeah.
We'll bother him later.
That's not Turbo.
Yeah, Turbo. We finally get done. They're like, hey, Tommy, shit's going down. He's like, oh, okay, I'm on my way. It's like, dude, you're the fucking leader. Oh, Turbo. But we've had the belt buckle style. We've had the wrist morphers, the cell phones. Mystic Force had, I don't know.
It's almost.
Satanic daemon portals.
But theirs were cell phones that...
They were cell phones that turned into wands. Yeah. And those were actually pretty cool. I kind of like those.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Kyoryuga, the new series that just started? Have you seen what their morphers are?
No. I watched the first episode of the show, so I should have seen it, but...
They're fucking guns.
Are they?
They're guns that they put special ammunition into, and it lets them morph.
Oh, that's right. Don't they, like...
They do a fucking dance with this gun, and then they morph.
Right. But don't they, like, shoot and then run into the explosion or something and morph?
Something like that.
Yeah, and then...
Something like that.
I saw the Red Ranger do some little jig after he'd morphed.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out for the longest time. I was like, why is that guy dancing? And then he shoots the fucking thing and turns into a Power Ranger. And I'm like, well, that's going to go over well in America.
Oh, yeah, especially now.
Can't wait for us to get that one to see what they do. But it's so... I can appreciate that they're changing things. I know that, like, I think it was GoBusters I was watching one, or maybe it was another guy from Kyoryuga. He's got, like, this big fucking, like, blade thing he uses to morph. It looks like a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel disc. And I'm like, did he fucking, like, find the heart of the cards or some shit? What's going on with this motherfucker? He's got literally this, like, fucking 3-foot wing blade on his arm he uses to morph. And I'm like, yeah, that'll hide very easily. Of course, he's dressed like a fucking samurai, so he probably isn't too worried about hiding.
I just like how you said look at this motherfucker all like that after talking about Yu-Gi-Oh.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Let's see if I can find a picture. I know it was a Kyuriger Gold, I think.
I'm saying, look at this motherfucker right here. It's a big old fucking floating head in a tube.
Fucking head in a tube?
Look at this motherfucker. Look at this little shiny-ass robot he got.
Ghetto Rangers!
What you talking about? I get the fuck out of here. Punk-ass Alpha.
Damn, Alpha. What? That's some stank-ass shit, Alpha. Goddamn. Motherfucker.
Rita, why you be hating? Why you be hating on Earth?
Why you hating, Rita? Hating. Why you hating, girl?
We ain't do nothing to you. Shit.
I just got my weave did. I can't be putting on no helmet. Fighting no evil forces.
That's LaQuisha the Pink Ranger.
LaQuisha the Pink Ranger.
I just got my weave did, motherfucker. I ain't putting that helmet on. Shit.
Hey, there's a gymnastics competition. What the fuck I look like? Gymnastics competition? Fuck that shit. Honey Boo Boo's on.
I ain't squeezing all this into one of them little leotards doing flips and shit.
Ooh, I'm too juicy for that shit. Wow. Wow, what just happened? Oh, hey, there's a new episode of ARG. Oh, are they talking about Power Rangers? What? What Power Rangers did they watch growing up?
They're all Zach.
They all do hip hop keto. You know that same beat they would play every time he would do a little dance.
Oh yeah, with that awful,
how cool Zach is,
like stock sound record scratching.
I read a few years ago about how Walter Jones is evidently very disappointed in Power Rangers because they just never wrote a conclusion to his story with Angela. And I'm like, we never fucking saw her. There was no story.
Yeah, they had like two episodes together.
It was like, Zach's got this girlfriend named Angela, and they keep breaking up and getting back together. Oh, man, I wonder what happened.
Well, if
they live in the ghetto, and she's got like three kids, and only two of them are Zach's.
The stereotypes are anything to go off of, then they have like nine kids, and he's somewhere else. I'm sorry, black people. We love you.
We love you, really. Just come back to us. But yeah, guns. That was really surprising.
But it's Japan.
It's Japan.
I mean, they'll change it when they bring it over here. The guns will do something different.
We'll fucking Photoshop them into swords or something, or bubbles, or...
They'll have some whole new sequence where the character, like, goes off into space and does a backflip and the suit just appears on him and they'll just cut all that shit out.
Maybe what they'll do is they'll just skip that season and they'll just, like, air redubbed episodes of Big Bad Beetleborg.
What was
better idea than some of the shit they've done?
Oh, yeah. What was Akiba Ranger?
Akiba Ranger?
Oh, that was the not official Sentai. I'm on a wiki right now.
Oh, we're on the Power Rangers wikis.
Yup.
So do we need to go... I feel I need to go through here and have you rank all the Power Rangers seasons. Because you're the hardcore fan here.
But I haven't seen all of them.
I'm just kind of more of... I mean, like, the American ones.
Well, no, I mean, I haven't seen all the American seasons. They're not all the way through.
Which ones haven't you seen?
I haven't seen Time Force all the way through. I haven't seen Wild Force all the way through.
What was that?
Ninja.
That was the one with the fucking I hated.
Or Ninja Storm.
I don't think I hated Wild Force, but I hate. No, I'm thinking of the. I fucking hated the Lost Galaxy uniforms. The Charlie Brown costumes, I call them.
The uniforms are terrible, but that season.
It was
is
a good
really
season.
Good.
That was a really good season, yeah. But the fucking Charlie Brown squiggle uniforms. Not a fan.
Like, yeah, I watched that. Just a few years ago, because I hadn't seen it all the way through, and
yeah.
I was just like, good lord, this is, like, dark, and they actually deal with death in it?
Yeah, that one was good. Lightspeed Rescue was really good, surprisingly.
It was, too. It was not as good as Lost Galaxy, but it had its moments. A lot better than it should have been.
Yeah, and then Time Force and Wild Force weren't that bad, but I don't remember them being remarkable. But then I remember, like, Ninja Storm came around, it was kind of the hailed as the, like, return to form of Power Rangers or something, because that was when they started getting, like, really good writers. And
well, that's when Disney officially took over.
Yeah. So that and then Dino Thunder and SPD were really good.
It's like Dino Thunder's where I came back into it just because I heard Tommy was back in it, and I was like, oh, I want to see what he's doing now. And I was like, gosh, I remember this show. This was a fun show. I need to watch Power Rangers again.
He's campaigning hard to come back for Megaforce.
Is he?
Yeah. Are you not a fan of his Facebook page?
I don't go on Facebook that often.
His Facebook page. It's like you're constantly receiving updates from a skydiver who is about to jump out of the plane, but never quite misses. Hey guys, can't wait to see you. Yeah. And then you just don't hear from him for 5 hours. He's like, it was awesome, guys. Yeah. Like, I'm just sitting there, I'm like, why is there a skydiver just yelling at me on Facebook? It's Tommy.
Like, yeah, and then I didn't watch any of Super Samurai.
That's all on Netflix.
I think the name really just turned me off.
Yeah.
When you add Super to anything, I just kind of,
It wasn't bad, because they had the whole twist about the Red Ranger and all that, which I thought was really well done.
I guess it's because I watched, what was the Japanese one?
The Japanese Samurai?
Yeah, so the twist, it's like I knew what the twist was, so that was nothing.
Sure was it. Oh, Shinkinger.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I knew what the twist was, too, and they still handled it really well in the show. Because I'm assuming Shinkinger's was all about how the Red Ranger immediately went, well, you gotta follow her now. Bye, guys.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and everybody went, no, you can't do it, we're all like bros.
It's, from what I saw, Samurai pretty much just took the Shinkinger storyline and put American actors in it. It's like almost a direct translation from that show.
That was actually the main complaint I was reading about was that, because I guess all the people who are like real hardcore Power Ranger fans had already kept up with Shinkinger, so they were kind of like, we already saw this.
Yeah, they don't want to see this again.
All you did was put shitty 17-year-old New Zealand actors in this. We don't want that. And a kid from Glee.
One of them was in Glee?
Yeah, the Antonio.
He was in Glee?
He was in a couple episodes of Glee, I believe. Let me IMDb this to confirm.
You're a homo gay for knowing that.
I was on TV Tropes for Power Rangers. Shut up. Yeah, he was on 6 episodes of Glee.
Well, there you go.
There we go. Yeah, there was so. Who was?
And now you.
Oh,
know.
Yeah, and then it had fucking the dude from The Matrix in there.
Hmm?
The guy that was.
Oh, their mentor.
Their mentor. I looked that up because I was like, is that the guy from Phantom Menace?
Rene Nafahu.
Nafahu?
Nafahu.
Nafahu. That could have been the name of the show.
He's been in a couple seasons. He was Emperor Grum.
Yeah. They've gotten in the habit of doing that.
And wasn't he something in Mystic Force?
No, but he looks a lot like, Dirgishirder. Name starts with a D. Oh,
Daggeron.
Daggeron. He looks a lot like Daggeron, but he's not Daggeron.
That also is an awful name.
Daggeron.
That's like some like grade school kid who's really into Dungeons and Dragons.
I will name him Daggeron.
What's he use for weapons? Daggers. His name's Daggeron. Nah.
Where are the daggers?
On Daggeron.
Him. They're not known for their naming conventions on Power Rangers. They call them fucking Zords, after all.
It's Daggeron and Leanbow. That sounds like a gay porn title.
It's like somebody read a whole lot of Arthurian stories and then just vomited, and those are the two names that came out. And somebody from Saban was in the room, and they went, those sound good. Send email.
They ground up a bunch of Dragonlance and swallowed it and then vomited it back up.
And they got the entire script for all of Mystic Force. Makes sense.
Just throw in a motorcycle and a magical cat and we got ourselves Power Rangers.
There we go. We need a rap song. We need a rap for the theme. God, I hate that theme song.
Here come the Power Rangers. Here come the Power Rangers.
No, that's a bad theme. Even it really you have is. That's a bad fucking Power Rangers theme. You don't get pumped, you don't get excited, you just go, Oh.
It's even worse because I found somewhere the theme that they were going to use.
Yeah, I was, Lingara does that History of Power Rangers series, and he was talking about that. He had a, I guess he pissed them off because he made the rock version, and they said they didn't want it, so he made the rap version, and they went with that, and he was like, the rap version sucks, guys, here's the rock version I made, put that on the internet?
Yeah.
And Saban was like, why did you release the good version of the theme we didn't use, you asshole? Have you been watching those, the History of Power Rangers videos?
Mm-mm.
He takes forever on them, because I'm not a huge Linkara fan anymore. But they're pretty, you'd probably like them. They're all of them are like an hour and a half long, and he goes in-depth through each season.
Oh, I think I have seen one of them.
Yeah.
Is he on?
He's on a, he was on that guy with the glasses, but it's, here, I'll put a link in your.
Saying that's what I found when I looked up his name. Was
here.
Nostalgia Critics website.
I'm going to put a link in the thing because he has enough fans and he's not that great, so.
A top fourth wall.
Never mind.
The Evil Dead remake. Feh.
Feh. They made it as comic reviews and whatnot, and after so many of the, and I, the thing that finally got me was, he's got the same problem with writing I do, I guess. He wants to write these big epic story arcs, but he just doesn't know how to do it. Because, you know, you can't just do a fucking review on the internet anymore. You've got to do a fucking story so everybody can be like, oh, we did a story, blah, 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 blah. Look how awesome and epic we are. We're more than internet reviewers. Here's another review. So he does this, like, fucking, like, epic. And then right before one episode does this, like, fucking 3-page blog post explaining the logic behind things in the story and how they work. And I'm just like, dude, if you've got to write a 3-page blog post, your story's not working.
Yeah, you gotta tell it in the movie.
Yeah, it might be time to reevaluate your story if you're having to explain how the fucking ship got to Earth.
I'm betting gravity.
Gravity would probably be a good bet. I'm sure it's gravity manipulated by Star Trek and Superman or something. Anyways, hey, Operation Overdrive, that was a terrible season.
I didn't hate it.
I remember watching those first few episodes of you, and they were bad.
It's, like, I've gone back and rewatched it, and it's Power Ranger-y.
I do remember that moment when they were like, hey, there's a black guy, and he's a thief. And they were like, you're the Black Ranger. And we're like, no, not again,
yeah,
guys. Like,
no, no, don't do that, no!
we already did that.
No, I thought
supposedly that guy's like a huge dick now.
I thought that was a fun season. But yeah, he was at a Power Rangers convention, and they had something that they, like, a bunch of cast members signed, and they were going to auction it off for charity, and he, like, stole it.
Yeah.
And
he was just in character.
Well, I think it's like he thought that it was his or something, and then when they were like, no, you can't have that, he was like, well, fuck it, I'm not going to send it back anyway.
Yeah. Oh, he's also known as the rapper Mysterious, with a question mark instead of an I. Time to YouTube this.
No, you're not Samuel Benta. You are not Mysterious with a question mark.
It's like he's, am I Mysterious? No.
You're a goddamn Power Ranger.
And you won't be coming back for the specials. Why doesn't the Black Ranger ever unmorph? Oh, germs.
Why doesn't...
In between seasons, he became really germophobic.
That would be the best explanation.
He just never powers down anymore.
And if they said it like that, too. Why doesn't he demorph? Germs.
He's been morphed for 7 years now.
Oh, God, that got me. germs.
Oh. In the context of Power Rangers, too, it works.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to question that. Kids are going to be like, oh,
yeah,
poor guy.
Germs are scary. They make us sick. We don't like germs either. Good on you, Black Ranger. Stay morphed.
Kids, go wash your hands. Go wash your hands. So did you watch any of the re-release season of the original Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Where they fucking, like, added...
Were they 60s Batmaned it up?
Poster cut shit, and yeah.
Yeah, watched some of that.
I was so excited for old Power Rangers to be on, and immediately it was just like, oh, no.
Thankfully, I don't think they got very far in it. I think they just got through the Green Ranger saga.
Yeah, they just did like the first 30 episodes or so. They just, you know, they didn't do much.
Which is fine.
No, the rest is untainted.
Yeah, I wanted to get that, they released like the big DVD set that's got like the first seasons up to Lost Galaxy.
Oh, no, I saw that. It's, it was like season one, volume one, and then they put out volume two. And then they just put out season two, which is the start of, like, Zed shit and Thunder Zords and all that.
No, they had, like, a box set that had everything.
Did they?
Yeah.
Because I would like to have that. As we both, like, furiously start typing, to Amazon!
Box set DVD. And, yeah. Amazon.com, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the complete series.
Ooh, that's 80 bucks isn't too bad for that. Get a cool box.
And it does have it looks like it's got the volume things in it, but it's the whole series.
Yeah, it's that thing they do where they're like, we're going to do a box set, and then we're going to release each one individually, but you don't get the cool box.
Yeah, like
I really like
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I really like that box art, actually, though. It's weird, those costumes look absolutely ridiculous, but when the right person does them, they look fucking awesome. They still look ridiculous, but they look fucking awesome.
Like, yeah, I wanted to get those, like, Japanese trading cards.
Oh, my God, it's got Alpha's Magical Christmas on it. Looks like it actually goes up to the end of, like, right up to the beginning of Zeo.
Power Rangers from Mighty Morphin to Lost Galaxy. Not Time Life.
Oh, God, yeah.
And theirs is...
$300.
$219, yep.
Yep.
I would get you, but I don't have $219 to blow on Power Rangers. Sorry.
Mom, drive me to hospital. Must sell kidney. Power Rangers Dinozord Collector Set from Micro Machines.
Now the podcast just gets into us talking about serving the...
Yay, toys!
DVDs, toys, yay!
Buy more shit! Give us money for promoting you.
Hey, Time Life, if you would like us to review your Power Rangers DVD set, you should send us one.
Wow, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Classics, Season 2, but Classics is spelled with two X's.
Claxics.
Claxics.
Which sounds like a villain.
Yeah. Oh, it's Region 2, that's why those crazy Region 2 people. Their weird languages and stuff, like they created the language.
Claxis should be a Power Rangers villain.
No, here we go. Power Rangers Season 4 through 7 box set. That'll be Zeo through Lost Galaxy. That's the rest of them. And that one is $110. Way cheaper than Time Life.
So if you buy them separately, it'll cost like $300 or you.
No, if you buy them separately, it would cost like right at $200. It's about $20 cheaper. Okay, whatever. Shut up.
You save $20.
$20! You pay it in shipping.
And then you have to pay another...
Prime eligible. Another Prime eligible. Oh, it includes Power Rangers in the lost episode.
So you get to see the trainee that wasn't Asian.
And the alpha that looked like he'd been put together in Billy's garage. This will be more phenomenal. No, Billy. No. No.
Stop it.
Stop it, Billy, you big homo gay. Oop.
Oh.
Can't say that anymore. Oops. Because it turns out he actually was. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if we could call people homo gays who aren't, but if they actually are, then don't do that. That's mean.
So, I'm going to send you a link now.
Oh, God.
Uh-uh.
Not God. There is no God here.
This might be God, actually.
Tamahashi, what is this? Oh no, I've seen
you. God. That is badass, dude.
Yeah, they got the Green and Red Ranger.
Oh, my God. They could fight and fuck all over my bookshelf.
That's gross.
I love that it comes with the Sword of Darkness, though. That's cool as hell.
Yeah, for the podcast, we're looking at the, like, super articulated action
figures. Yeah, Bandai Tamashii Nation's Mighty Morphin Green Ranger figure arts action figure. That's, like, $60, but totally worth it. Totally worth it. Oh, they do a Megazord, too.
Is it all super articulated and shit?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Good Lord. The goddamn costume didn't have this much articulation. This toy can move around better than the one in the show.
There was a guy that wore that suit somewhere, like, wish I could have had that. And then go compare that right now. Customers who bought this also bought Power Rangers Deluxe Megazord Samurai Gigazord. Those customers were severely disappointed.
Those customers were mad.
Why is this one from the 90s way more articulated?
I still have the one from the 90s, and it was not that articulated.
Nothing from the 90s was this articulated. That's cool as hell, though.
I like that his head horn shoots lightning. I don't...
Yeah, that was...
Did it ever actually do that?
I think it was from the Japanese one, because I remember I had the fighting game for Genesis, and that was one of the specials, and I was always really confused. I was like, why doesn't it do that on the show? Of course, it also had, like, the Mastodon head shield in the game, which you saw, like, once on the show, and yeah. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool, I guess. Good job, Power Ranger. Well, Bandai Tamashii Nation's Ultra Act Gridman. We got that in America as Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that super detailed figure of Servo. Wow, that actually...
It looks awesome.
That does look pretty cool, actually. I always really liked that costume.
Do we have his friends that are, like, his tank and gun and everything?
No, they were from a different Sentai. Oh. I bet they didn't get... I don't think they did those super articulated.
It's Servo's super articulated friend, Box.
Look at all that articulation. Oh, that was such a good time to be a nerd, though. You had Power Rangers and Samurai Squad and VR Troopers. Power Rangers was good, at least.
I liked all those shows.
I did, too.
I mean, I watch them now and go, why? But
Bandai was like, we can do... Or Saban, rather. Saban was like, we can do anything. Here's Masked Rider.
Yeah. Masked Rider probably could have been good if it didn't have that little fuzzy fucker. The little Ewok with the gem in his head.
Yeah.
Furbus.
And I went through one day and I watched all the Kamen Rider Henshin transformations. Have you ever watched any of those?
Uh-uh.
That's a dark fucking series, man.
I've seen bits of Kamen Rider, and yeah, I wish that show was over here.
They did one where it was like a fucking science experiment went wrong, so he did like a fucking horror movie slash fucking... I don't know how to describe it. It was like a fucking Wolfman transformation kind of thing in the Kamen Rider.
Hmm.
And it was just like, that would scare the shit out of any kid flipping channels on Saturday morning. They would fucking cry in America. In Japan, they're like, this is fucking awesome. In America, no, we would weep. Openly.
The super awesome victory number one.
Yatta.
No, the Kamen Rider we get over here is either Masked Rider or that bullshit Kamen Rider series.
The fucking Dragon Rider thing? Ugh. That had what's his name? Fucking Mark Dacascos in it.
Who?
The guy from Double Dragon.
Was he in that?
He was in that.
Dragon Rider. Internet, give me knowledge. I need to see this.
He was one of the bad guys or some shit.
Mark Dacascos. Ebulon.
Ebulon.
He was...
Yep. The Advent Master.
Goddamn Billy Lee.
He was Billy Lee, now he's on a...
Jimmy Lee.
He's on fucking... Yeah, because Billy Lee was the guy from Party of Five.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Never forget the Double Dragon movie.
Such a great movie.
And the bad guy was fucking the T-1000.
T-1000 with a bleached, like, flat top hairdo.
It was, like, 94. You couldn't hold that against him.
Mm.
Now Mark Dacascos is the
and
the guy
on was
Iron
there.
Chef. Oh, she was, wasn't she? I was going to say Tia Carrera, but that was not... No, it was Alyssa Milano, right before she did all those softcore pornos. Double Dragon did do some good in the world, I guess.
Yes.
Sure.
No, I watched the shit out of this movie.
Double Dragon, really?
Yeah, it's so bad. It's awesome.
It is bad, yeah. It's very bad.
I mean, we're here talking about goddamn Power Rangers. Come on now. There is nothing too cheesy for us to enjoy.
Why does Kamen Rider Dragon Knight have like 300 Kamen Riders?
I think that's what turned me off from the show.
There's so many damn characters.
I think I watched like It was a
and none of the designs are particularly cool either.
No, but I came in like 3 or 4 episodes in and I watched it and it's like, there are like 900 characters. How can anyone keep up with this show? I'm an adult and I can't keep up with it, and this is targeted to kids.
I think that's kind of the thing I'm not a big fan of with Power Rangers now. It's like, why are there so many Zords? There's like 300 Zords every season,
though. That is a problem.
Which, and this is blasphemy, and you remember we were both writing those Power Ranger stories back in the day.
Yeah.
I still, like, in the back of my head when I'm bored work on mine.
Yeah, me too.
And I have found, we hold on to hope that one day somebody will go, oh, Power Rangers, that's good. I have found that the easiest way to take the idea I had for it and make it mesh with the idea of Power Rangers is I just fucking got rid of the Zords altogether.
That was what I was going to do. I was just like, these giant robots to work in.
I'll give them some other way to get around. They don't need giant. Why? What good does a giant robot Tyrannosaurus Rex serve you? You can't pick anything up.
What do you need to? How do they need to get around? You teleport them. They're Power Rangers.
I was just like, Zords.
Giant robot dinosaurs? They teleport.
I can't make these Zords work. I didn't have much teleporting in my story for some reason.
Uh-oh.
Hmm?
Oh, you're there. Okay. It, like, cuts out when you don't talk.
No, that was me muting it so I could blow my nose.
Oh.
I'm still sick. Not as sick, but still sick.
As sick as you were last week when we recorded the second episode? Wink.
As sick as I was 3 weeks ago when we recorded the first episode, wonk.
You've been sick for a long time. You should probably go to a doctor.
I probably should. No, the last time I went to a doctor, they gave me cough syrup with hydrocodone. I still have some. It's very nice.
That is some fun stuff.
It's like, oh, man, I can't sleep. I'm going to take some cough syrup with hydrocodone. 10 hours later.
We go from Power Rangers to Common Night to our opiate addictions.
I like to dose myself with opiates and watch Power Rangers.
Welcome to... Oh.
It's better than last week when we were talking about you fucking all those wallabies.
I only fucked one.
Just the one wallaby. So, going back to Power Rangers,
because
we've got a good solid hour in on this, which I thought would be easy, and it was, and we could probably still go for another hour, but we're not going
to. We should just turn this podcast into talking about old 90s henshin shows.
That's pretty much what this podcast is going to wind up being. What'd you do this week? Yeah, not much. Watch Samurai Pizza Cats, though.
Yeah. Remember that show? That was some good times.
Samurai Pizza Cats, goddamn. Anyways.
That's what I named my cat after.
So the next series after fucking, what is it? After Gokaiger, Go Busters.
That, I didn't make it very far in that one. I love Gokaiger. That was such a good season.
I've not watched Gokaiger, but I saw, like, one clip that was, I think it was the Red Ranger, and he went through, like, 20 transformations in one fight sequence, and I thought that was cool as shit.
Oh, yeah, it's that, like, every episode they find a reason to turn into a past character, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, and I thought that was really cool, and I thought that made sense for the anniversary season, but now that I know it's Super Mega Force, I'm kind of like, how are you going to do that and not be weird?
That's kind of where I'm at with Super Mega Force, is that I just want to see how they do it.
Yeah.
I know that I can always go back to Gokaiger when they fuck it up.
Maybe, like, Gosei is like, were you downloading from the Pirate Bay again? Here, have pirate costumes. Kids don't steal.
Like, oh, well, you found my surprise, so here you go. That's what, like, Christmas episode's going to be, is like, hey, your present is new suits.
Merry Christmas. Gosei is a really big fan of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, he's on that big tropical island. He's a big tiki head.
You know that's probably how they're going to do it. There's going to be a pirate character who shows up on that island. And they're going to, like, have just lost their powers. He's going to be like, yar, I found this treasure.
Oh, I love that he's going to be so over-the-top stereotypical, too.
Oh, you know he will.
Yar!
And you know what? Just for old time's sake, he's going to be played by Austin St. John. Well, no, it won't be over. He'll be more like, yar, I found this treasure. It's more phenomenal.
Why are you saying that? What?
What? Shut up, or I'll skin you from stern to hide.
Yar!
It's these wrist bracelets that make you look like pirates.
Ugh.
Oh. God. And they'll be like, why are you balding? Poor Austin St. John. He has taken time poorly.
Yeah, why are you all fat and your hair's gone?
Weren't you in a porno once?
He was not in a porno.
What? What was that?
He was not in a porno.
I can't hear you.
I know. I hate that goddamn rumor persists.
I think it's hilarious. I know he wasn't in a porno, but I love how passionate you get about the argument.
It's not even because it's Power Rangers and I'm a fan of Power Rangers. It's the spread of misinformation that bothers me.
Was it the spread of misinformation or was it the spread of man semen in that porno?
There was a lot of that. But it's the spread of misinformation and possibly herpes that was done by that rumor that I cannot stand.
By that rumor? You're saying like Austin St. John was somewhere in some group. He was like, you were great in that porno, and he was like, you want to get with the T-Rex Ranger?
Well, the only groupies that so he's like got some groupie are other guys.
He's got like some groupie in like his fucking hotel room wearing like just the helmet. And he's like, tornado kick.
He does all those awful key eyes while he's fucking some guy wearing the Red Ranger helmet.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, what's that? Billy's calling me on my watch. I've got to go now. Bye. And David Yost is like, why are you leaving? I was Billy.
He pulls off the helmet. Austin, where are you going? We ain't done.
I have to get my Dino Lance out.
Oh.
We have to form the super cannon. That'll leave a bad taste in your mouth, is exactly what Austin St. John said about the super cannon. There's this little corner in hell, and all it says is Chris and Mike.
Yeah.
And everybody knows.
They just don't go in there.
They're like, we know.
That's the special place in hell.
That's the special. Dude from Firefly is just in there waiting for us with like a series of swords and whips and shit. I've been waiting for you guys. I was a big Red Ranger fan, you know. Sorry. We're really sorry about that Power Blaster joke.
Oh, God. Don't lie, you ain't sorry at all.
I'd like to apologize to Austin St. John and David Yost because we are fans. But come on.
Yeah.
We're the guys who brag about doing a 2-hour podcast about a dead baby. You think we're afraid of a little gay Power Ranger humor?
But yeah, going back to how badly time has treated them, it's like...
David Yost came out looking pretty good, though.
But see, he looks like he should have been on Power Rangers 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Jason Frank looks like he is still on Power Rangers 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And Austin St. John looks like he would have been on Power Rangers 50 years ago.
What if we can find a recent... I remember I saw one picture of him and it just looked... Yeah, that one. That's on his Wikipedia page.
The one that's got the... He's got the earpiece in and...
Yeah.
Looking at the camera, just looking baked out of his skull.
I spent too much time at Ernie's. They had a special on chili dogs.
He drowned his sorrows in Ernie's death over chili dogs.
AustinStJohn.net. Yeah, he's got a picture of himself on his homepage from like 93. The earring and the stubble. That's what I look like now, I promise. Wow. Wow, these are all really old pictures.
Wait, he's got his own website?
AustinStJohn.net. And not a single picture of him from after 1994. Oh, wait, no, there's one from Forever Red where he was, you know, kind of fat.
You weren't going to do this without the original Red Ranger, were you?
Oh, my God, hair plugs. Put the helmet back on. Put the helmet back on. Interview Part 3, The Internet and Rumors. Oh, going to have to download that.
God, he really did look puffy as hell in that Forever Red, didn't he?
Really did.
It's the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Jason.
Tommy, clear your head. Never mind, he's here. Hey, guys. Don't cross the streams, Power Rangers. What?
Like, couldn't you have thought of Rocky or someone who's less fat?
It's just really, because you look at everyone else, like Johnny Young Bosch aged excellently.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Jo Johnson, I'd still hit it.
She looks better now than she did on Power Rangers.
She really does. Partially because she's not dressing like a 16-year-old dressed in the 90s anymore.
Yeah, I guess they really overdid it. Like, you're a teen in the 90s. Like, no, I'm a...
You have to wear sundresses and go-go boots. That's what they wear now, right?
I'm a 20-something in the 90s, and no. And I'm pretty sure the kids don't dress like this. Sure they do! I've watched Saved by the Bell.
Don't you want to be an actress? We're giving you money. Yeah, you look at literally anyone else from that series, and they still look great. And then you look at Austin St. John, and it's like, oh, no. You gotta give Jason David Frank credit, though, for making a big turnaround, going from being Tommy to being a fucking six-pack, super-built, heavily tattooed MMA fighter.
But still, he, if you look at him in his face...
Oh, yeah, he still looks exactly the same.
He still looks 19.
Exactly the same. It's terrifying. Let's see. Is this the one? Jason David Frank official fan page? Yes.
Do you have all these fucking bookmarked? What the hell?
Well, I'm a fan of his on Facebook. Dude is riding that Power Rangers train as far as he can, by the way.
Well, it's like nothing else has really panned out for him. He's tried to act in other things.
Keyword being tried. Well, here's him in a Walmart wearing a Megaforce mask.
That's him trying to push his his return to the show. Please, see how I watch it.
Look how good I look in this mask. Well, see, Jason D. Frank.
I have messages on Facebook.
3 years ago. Wow, I don't know. There's a picture of him where he's looking a little haggard. But still looks like Tommy.
I like seeing the other people who are also fans of Jason David Frank. Got Jessica from the comic shop. My cousin... Phil.
Oh, Phil.
And
Phil's the only friend I have that's also a friend of Jason David Frank.
Who's
this? Bubsy?
Who's this guy? Huh. Yeah. I think this is...
Oh, I have one friend who also likes Johnny Young Bosch. I wonder who that could be. Oh, it's Phil.
Oh, it's Phil.
It's Phil.
For all the shitting on Power Rangers he did back in the comic shop days, he seems to like them an awful lot. You hear me, Phil? Well,
I hope you're listening, Phil. Let's tag him on Facebook now. Hey, Phil, we call you out for all your bullshit on this podcast. What? And then he'll just be like, oh, you guys.
Power Rangers could still kick Aquaman's ass.
All they'd have to do is boil the seas with their Megazord and his forehead lightning.
Like, hey, Dragonzord, before you come up...
Launch a few missiles.
Yeah. You see that underwater city over there? Have a go at it.
And the Dragonzord said, but it didn't work out real well because he can't hear the flute underwater.
Sure he can. How else would he come to land?
Magic.
Because he's underwater, Tommy plays the flute, he comes to land. He has to hear it.
I feel like you're trying to apply real-world logic to Power Rangers.
I am, yeah.
It's real. Once I figure out how to tap into the morphing grid...
I've been trying. I know it's there.
I'm working on it. It looks a lot like I'm masturbating, but I'm trying to find the morphing grid.
Why are you looking at porn? I'm not!
Son, what are you doing? Word for Jason.
I'm just building up my arm strength. Leave me alone!
It's hard to lift those morphers. You gotta twist them and turn them and shit, or else they don't work. Fucking spin that shit around.
You gotta get the choreography just right. You got up, down, left, right, forward.
The only way to morph. If you don't do it just right, you don't morph.
I wish they would have done that in some season. Have somebody do the thing, just turn left when they should have turned right, and everyone else morphs, and they're just standing there. God damn it.
Nothing happens.
Maybe the morpher just kind of...
fizzles out and explodes in their hands, and you're no longer a Power Ranger. Oh, shit!
Part of being a Power Ranger is getting the choreography down.
You gotta learn to dance, motherfucker.
Lose your powers. Get out of my sight.
Why do you think they needed teenagers with attitudes? Attitude has rhythm.
Zordon's yelling at him, you're a disgrace to the uniform!
Strip him of his rank with style, Jason. Fucking pirouettes over and yanks his morpher out of his hand. You're done, Zach.
Aww.
Hip-hop Cheeto isn't cutting it.
Of anyone who wouldn't get the choreography down, the black guy, please.
He tried to spice it up a little bit.
No, Zach, too fancy. Too fancy.
Zach, we can't be hip-thrusting while we're morphing. That's... No, Zach, no. No.
This is a kid show.
I'm just imagining Zach like, Mastodon! Well, the other Rangers just stare. Just, oh.
Want to see my elephant trunk?
This has gone exactly how I thought it was. I was like, yeah, we'll have a pretty serious discussion about Power Rangers for about 40 minutes, and then it's just going to be sex jokes. So Austin St. John's got the Red Ranger helmet on, just plowing somebody. And it's David Yost. And then, you know, Zach's like, look at my Mastodon, and Amy Jo Johnson, well, we'd still hit it.
So, Amy, if you're listening.
Amy, I mean, we know you're married and have a kid and all that, but...
details.
You know, I'm just saying, somewhere on the internet, I can get a Green Ranger costume. I feel like Tommy and Kimberly never got to tell the real side of their story.
Didn't get to the full story there.
We never got to see Kimberly play that dragon flute. She looked like she had a tune or two she wanted to sing.
Is this shit over yet?
Well, that's all for this week.
That's how you know when we're done, when I go Aah! For the second time.
That's the end sign. It triggers the recording to stop. Yes. We'll see you guys next week, because this is 2 weeks from now. Wink, wink.
What? I'm confused now.
What? It's
what day
May
is it?
Already. It's gonna be May.
It's 3 a.m.
Must be nice. It's 6 here. Well, bye, everybody.